Hello, you're listening to The Hospital Radio. I'm Brian Conlon, and we're going to pause from the music for a short while to have a chat to a studio guest. I have with me David Simister, who is with the West Lancs and Merseyside Myeloma Support Group, and we're going to be talking a little bit about that. So hello, David. Thanks a lot for coming along today.
Right, thank you for inviting me.
So, myeloma support group. First of all, what is myeloma? What is it?
Right. Myeloma is one of the blood cancers and often confused with melanoma, which is the skin cancer. About 5,000 people each year in the UK get diagnosed with myeloma. And it's one of the blood cancers along with lymphoma and leukemia, which people have probably heard most of.
So why is myeloma less well known? Is it not as common, or is it less important?
It's just a less common disease, yeah.
The support group, how many people do you support if it's not as common?
Right, we've been going now since about 2016. I'm a patient myself. I was diagnosed in 2013, and I found it was a very long, lonely journey on treatment, and I thought it would be a good idea to have a group of people locally who can talk to each other and support each other.
Are there many people who need this kind of support in this area?
Well, we've got a network of probably about 100 people involved in the group. Typically, 15 or 20 attend each month. We meet each month here in Ormskirk. And what we do is we just meet in an informal and supportive environment so people can swap stories, see how each other's getting on. Our main aim really is to support people in our local community in West Lancs and Merseyside. And the common factor is the hospitals. We all either go to Ormskirk or Arrow Park on the Wirral or the Clatterbridge Centre, and it's the same clinics that we go to. That's the common factor.
And one of the things that people might be asking when they're joining a support group is, will the group be full of people complaining because they might not want to attend if it's going to make them feel worse?
Yeah. That's a good question, and the answer is no. What people realise is it's for patients and carers. The carers quite often are affected as much as the patients. You know, when they see their husbands or wives being diagnosed with cancer or suffering or on treatment, they have an equally difficult time. So it's useful to be able to meet other people and see how they're getting on.
So it's the West Lancs and Merseyside Myeloma Support Group. So that's the charity to help support people. But can we talk a little bit about the condition itself? You say it's a blood cancer. Is it terminal or...?
There's no cure for myeloma, so it's it's incurable, which is the bad news. The good news, though, is that there are a lot of treatment options available. Chemotherapy, radiotherapy, stem cell transplant. As I was diagnosed in 2013, so that's 8 or 9 years ago now.
So obviously you've got experience of the symptoms. What are the symptoms? How did you know
right.
you had it?
Myeloma is unfortunately one of the cancers which is most difficult for doctors to diagnose. Most people end up in A&E when the symptoms have advanced. And the most common ones are bone pain, bone fractures, or kidney damage. And one easy way to remember the symptoms for myeloma is the word CRAB, C-R-A-B. C for calcium, R for renal or kidneys, A for anemia, which is low blood count, and B for bones. And normally it's 3 out of 4. That was in my case, 3 out of 4.
I was thinking when you're describing the symptoms there that some of them would sound like just the normal aches and pains of getting older, and people yeah. might think, oh, I'm getting older, I'm not used to these aches and pains, have I got something serious? If somebody is concerned along those lines, what can people do to reassure themselves?
Right. Good question. It's exactly what happened to me. I went to see my doctor. Oh, you've been doing too much gardening. Back pain. Yeah. I think the thing to do is if it's unusual and you're worried, then you must go and see your GP. Be persistent. But the key thing with myeloma is getting a blood test. It's a very simple, quick, painless thing to do. Get a blood test, and the blood test will very quickly pick up any abnormalities.
Now, we're recording this this chat at the tail end of the COVID pandemic, and obviously the pandemic has affected a lot of groups and organisations. With an organisation like yours, which offers support to people with medical needs, I would imagine it's been quite difficult. What impact has the COVID pandemic had on the support group?
Right. Well, all the patients are in the clinically extremely vulnerable group, so have to be additionally careful because of COVID. We've suspended our awareness events. In fact, March is the International Myeloma Awareness Month, which is one of the reasons why we try and raise awareness. In answer to your question, we've had to suspend our normal activities where we might go to supermarkets or go to health and wellbeing events and have our monthly meetings on Zoom. That isn't everybody's cup of tea. People prefer face-to-face, but we have managed to continue our support network. We've also expanded our social media presence on Facebook and WhatsApp, which has been very successful.
Okay, well, we'll talk about the contact in a moment. So if you are interested, if you want to grab a pen and a bit of paper, because we will be giving out phone numbers and online contact information if you want to find out more in a little while. But the COVID, as you mentioned, has affected people with vulnerabilities. How vulnerable is a myeloma sufferer to COVID?
I think what the advice that we've been given as myeloma patients is to just to be more careful and more cautious in what we're doing, they make sure we are fully vaccinated, which is the main protection. So I think it's just a question of common sense. But people, particularly if you're on chemotherapy, you've got a reduced immune system or likely to have a reduced immune system. So they just need to be careful and cautious.
Mm-hmm. March is Myeloma Awareness Month. What sorts of activities go on during that month? What sorts of things do you do?
Well, typically we might set up a stand in one of the local supermarkets. They very generously offer to host us, or we might go to some of the health and wellbeing events that are organised by the Macmillan or the local clinical commissioning groups. Or we might try and get some media presence like yourself. So those are the typical sort of things we do, just to try and raise awareness that myeloma is one of the blood cancers.
Well, like an information stand, that sort of...
That's right, we have that and give out some leaflets and answer questions from the public.
It's the West Lancs and Merseyside Myeloma Support Group. Myeloma is spelled M-Y-E-L-O-M-A. So don't get that mixed up with, as you say, myeloma, which is the skin disease. So if anybody does want to find out more, what are the contact details?
Right, the easiest way to get in touch is simply to go on Google and type into Google West Lancs and Merseyside Myeloma Support Group, and it'll come straight up. And we've got our website.
Which is?
The website is www.wlm-myeloma.uk.
Okay. Well, David Simster of the West Lancs Merseyside Myeloma Support Group, thanks a lot for coming along to talk to us, and all the best for the March Myeloma Awareness Month.
Thank you very much.